the advent of acid, we discovered a new way to think. And it had to do with piecing together. I think that something happened in the early 60s that LSD was related to, music was related to. There was new movement in cinema and in stage. And maybe that once a century something goes off like a century flower. LSD was just perhaps the pollen that fell off of it. It didn't make it happen. It was part of it.
If the value of the LSD is that it expresses and brings to fruition what was going on in the 60s, then I think that's a strong argument against LSD. Because what was going on in the 60s is precisely something that I think we now have to recover from.
At a time when many of his fellow students were embracing the psychedelic ideology, Roger Scruton, today professor of philosophy at Berkeley College, viewed it all with deep suspicion.
It's very difficult to summarize the 60s worldview, but I think one could say, very briefly in a nutshell, that it was the attempt to have rights without duties, aims without responsibilities, and pleasure without cost. And the real cost of having any peaceful enjoyment of the world is that one maintains institutions, one makes a sacrifice in order to preserve one's inheritance. And this was something that I think people in the 60s, the young people in the 60s, were very reluctant to do. LSD ministered to that reluctance. It told them that even the most sublime experiences, those of religion, which people had thought in the past, came through considerable sacrifice of worship and surrender. But that experience too could be had from the chief.
They were led by Timothy Leary.